Welcome back, my friend, to the Harmony of the Gospels. We're on day 4, part 2. Jesus is going to call his first disciples. John identifies Jesus as the Son of God. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I told you about. After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. I didn't know him, but I came baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. As John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and rested on him. I didn't know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The one you see the Spirit descending and resting on, he is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.'" The first followers of Jesus. The next day, John was standing with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this and followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and noticed them following him, he said, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come and you'll see," he replied. So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard John and followed him. He first found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ, and he brought Simon to Jesus. When Jesus saw him, he said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. He found Philip and told him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and so did the prophets, Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael asked him. "Come and see," Philip answered. Then Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said about him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you," Jesus answered. "Rabbi," Nathanael answered, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus responded to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." Then he said, "Truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." So many great things in this part too. I love it. Once again, John the Baptist, he knows that the Messiah is coming and he tells people, "Look, the Son of God." And he also knows that says he's even unworthy to untie his sandals. He just knows that he is the forerunner and that he is not the Messiah, but that he is making the way for the Messiah. So I just hope we can take that attitude too, that we're just preparing the way for Jesus to be coming into other people's hearts by just talking about him and preparing the way. So I just love John the Baptist, don't you? Then I also love about the calling of the disciples. You know, it's just really interesting. All Jesus said was, "Come, follow me." He didn't give them a game plan. He didn't say this is going to be a 3-year stint. He didn't say what the income was going to be or what the job description was going to be. He simply said, "Come, follow me." And they dropped everything and they came. I also love how Andrew went and found his brother, Simon Peter, and he said, "We have found the one we've been waiting for." And then also Philip went and found Nathanael. So I just love it how they're just reaching out to their brothers and their friends and they're saying, "Come, we found him. Come and see." And so I just want to be like them too. I want to be like an Andrew who's just going around telling people, "We found him. He's here. I know him. Come and see." So I just hope you take that encouragement today that we all have a role to play in God's big plan. And maybe all you're supposed to do is tell a neighbor or a friend, "I have a relationship with Jesus. I want you to come and see what it's all about." And just like Jesus, you don't have to give a big elaborate testimony or a big game plan. Just say, "Come and see," and let them come to church, or maybe you're going to have a devotion with them. Maybe you'll sit and watch the Chosen videos together. There's lots of ways to invite people to come and see. So hope you do that today. Be bold and bring some more people to know Jesus. Have a great day being bold, bringing other people, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.